Beloved Master, I feel like writing to you before I leave because I have felt a bit distant for some time. But I have lately felt the silence coming back. The nature has been a great support. I have built a snow cave in the forest. I felt like a child again, making it deeper every day and making nice little rooms to sit. I feel very at home sitting there in the dark, silent cave with much love, Ojas. You see, Ojas, even here in the snow you can melt. It's amazing. It just takes a little time. And it's always like that. No, we have been there for more than a week. No, people start coming back now to themselves, slowly, slowly. That's why I said we could be here for 3 weeks, because it takes a week to come back. If you are lucky, that is. You say you felt a bit distant for some time, for a long time. You've been distanced. But that is the nature of the mind. You are distant. You are somewhere else. You are not present. It takes time to come back. And the more you come back, the more the simple things in life, very ordinary things, is great. And that's how it should be. Now you felt like a child again. You have to become like a child. To become like a child, it just means now you enjoy the simple things in life. All the mystics have said that, no? Jesus said that very famously, no? Let the little children come to me. That means the innocent, the playful ones, the unpolluted ones, no? So I'm happy, Ojas, that you are coming back to your child again and enjoying. And maybe you have a special thing with making snow caves that can be very useful, because many people here would do good to sit in the snow cave. And not only that, but caves in general, it doesn't matter what cave, if it's snow cave or mountain caves, we have always been sitting in caves, the meditators. And it's very good to meditate in caves. It's very good because it's silent. You disappear from the world. And the caves are round. So it can help a lot for meditation. It means, no, I want to be in peace. I want to come back. So maybe you have something of that. You should sit in the snow cave. And if you say you have made nice little rooms, it means not only one room, but many rooms. That is very good. Next time we have a winter retreat, then you have to have a team. I will help you. Then we're going to make many big rooms, like a whole apartment house we're going to make. Like a labyrinth we can make. Then we send the people in there, and maybe they get lost. Then you have to send Ojas after. He's the map master. Beloved Swaha, a week ago, when I arrived in Dharma Mountain, I was so scared. It felt like a part of me was about to die. It was. The scary part. What happens when the scary part dies? I said, what happens then?
There's joy.
There's joy, no? So simple, no? But only when it says gone, then only you can see it, no? Otherwise, the scary part, they want you to escape, no? So stay afraid forever. I was so scared, it felt like a part of me was about to die. I was so attached to my roles and patterns, all the tricks I've learned to avoid feeling. That's the thing, no, suddenly I put you here and there was no way to escape. And that is the best way, it's quick. Quick surgery. No, the patient is happy now. Very good. That's how it is. You see the dilemma now. I was so attached to my roles and patterns and all the tricks I learned to avoid feeling, no? That is what I mean with the machines. Because only humans, you have to be alive to feel, no? The robots, the machines, they don't feel. The computer don't feel. Only humans do that, no? Only alive things. So why are we afraid to feel? Because that is the path to intelligence, no? True intelligence. To love. To silence. But then all these other things, to become this and become that and stress and run around and waste your life, all that will go down the drain then. That is the fear. Like in the story Osho tells about his childhood, I realized I can't bring home all the colorful riverbank pebbles I collected. Just the thought of letting go was painful. But now I start to see that these stones are just stones. Why carry them around? Good question, Asad. Good question. That's what I'm wondering. People, they come with big backpacks of stones and bricks and all kinds of stuff. Some people even, they have their trucks outside. And I wonder why. But it's unconscious. As soon as you get conscious and a little happy, then why carry them around? Makes sense. Such a simple thing, but we cannot see when you have it. It's so valuable. And this stone that I have from that time that I have to give. All have to go. Even this special stone. Yes, even that. And then, then you find another one. Even this one, this blue one, looks like diamond. You want me? That's very special. Even that, all have to go. Day by day, the fear started to go away. As I felt more and more at home in this silence, emptiness comes and goes, still very fragile and rare. And sometimes it brings joy, love, and a shower of energy that runs up my body. I had such a great time with myself today, enjoying each breath and feeling so alive. No, you have felt it, and that's what I want to give you, Asad, your own experience. No, you know. And this is just a sign, when this fear and all these habits goes, then your life energy start coming back to yourself. And then it creates joy, you know, well-being. It's bound to happen. Because you are not leaking out all this unnecessary life energy. Your life force is very valuable. No, you're coming back. It starts gathering. You become like a dynamo. Each breath and feeling so alive. I only met you 2 months ago. What do you know about that? And here I am in Norway, halfway between moving out of Rio de Janeiro and moving to Birakeira, all so fast. Yes, Norway is not halfway between Rio and Birakeira. That's a big detour. But in this part, you never know. Even a big detour might be much quicker. It's not ready-made path, no? It's a very mysterious path. Sometimes in Rio, I would ask myself if this is real. And then I just had to reconnect with my heart. And you were there, steady, like a compass. I was looking for so long that always points to the inside. Once again, I thank you, Swaha, for bringing me closer to myself. I bow to existence, to you and to my heart. With love and gratitude, Asad. Very good, Asad. When one is ready, then things can happen very quickly. You have been longing for it, knowingly or unknowingly. Baba, Baba, Baba. I'm so excited, I have to write and tell you. I'm bubbling over with joy, fun and laughter. That's how it is. This is a crazy place. This is a Vipassana. If you go to any Vipassana retreat in the world. And I know from my own experience in the Himalayas, in Thailand, in India, you will see how they are bubbling over with laughter and joy. It's hard to find any more hangdog people than that. Are these people alive or are they dead? They are breathing, but that's about it. And that's the art. That's what I like you to do. You should be happy, full of joy, and silence. Otherwise, this is also something for you to remember, because you have to, you are so excited, you have to write and tell me. Yes, that is good. But now, just keep it for yourself, because you need to feel that aliveness in yourself. Otherwise, people are so dry that they just want to be happy. They have nothing. Then when you start getting happy, you're feeling some joy, then you waste it. You have to show it. Look how happy I am. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, I have to hug you. I'm so full of love. That happens all the time in the beginning. No? You have to contain it. You don't need to show it. You can enjoy it. Learn to enjoy it like fine wine. Ask my wine specialist. You have to taste it. Like the French enjoy the frog leg. Or something like that. I'm happy with the mango. But we are all different. But inside, we are the same. No matter what we like. So that's the thing. Just enjoy. Know you have found this bubbling over with joy, fun, and laughter. And it's good that we are in silent retreat, and because no, you cannot be. If you had been in a more open, then you would just waste it. No, recharge your batteries with joy, fun, and laughter. That is the good thing. No, let it grow. Let it go deeper. And this, when you're first feeling joy, that is the right way to go deeper. Then you will see when this goes deeper, it goes into being more peace, more bliss, more ecstasy, silent ecstasy. Then you don't need, you can just enjoy it. Thank you for my life you have given me back and helped me to refine. Uncovering my own essence from within. Miracles are happening in me, beloved, and I'm full of gratitude and love. I see more and more I'm surrendering to you, to me, to the all. Thank you, love, awesome. Beloved, Osho said, be a light unto yourself. And I understand this on a new level. I somehow remember the meaning of awareness. My dear Poonam, awareness is the most important. And you can do so much that you can even forget what is most important. And no, it's coming from nowhere. Because awareness is always there. You can't do anything for it. But when you first have the taste of awareness, then everything will change. And it doesn't matter what you do. Everything becomes more beautiful with awareness. And another beautiful thing is you don't need to do so much. If you're getting aware. Because it's not in the quantity, it's in the quality of things. And if you accept that, then life becomes very nice. I don't need to do so much. You can start enjoying the little things and having that awareness, that energy all the time. So be more careful and be a light unto yourself. Which Osho the Buddha said, but Buddha said, Big B, Prince Siddhartha who became Buddha, he said that also. And all the masters says that. Come back to yourself, be a light unto yourself. That you can only be a light unto yourself when you have found the light. Which is awareness. Otherwise, you can't be a light unto yourself. It's like everybody says, love thyself, love yourself. How can you love yourself if you haven't found love? It is a journey. When you have found it, then you know. But then how to say, talk about it? The power of sitting with you in satsang always surprises me. From nowhere, I am suddenly hit by a love missile that puts me out of function. Yes. there are missiles that this war people doesn't know about. Love missiles. Only lucky people know about that. And they blow you away in a much more beautiful way than those ugly things they have. From nowhere, I'm suddenly hit by a love missile that put me out of function, making simple things like walking upright or eating quite adventurous. Yes. You can be drunk and eat and walk and everything. It is an art, but it goes fine. Because it's something the body has its own intelligence. So even if you are gone inside, it knows that this food goes there. Like that. The body is trained. You can be drunk, but you know how to drive the car. And even the policeman, he can stop you. And sometimes they tell this to people which are intoxicated of consciousness or awareness or love. They say, you have been drinking. They told me that many times when I was with normal people before. What have you been taking? But then when you blow the balloon, then they are surprised. Nothing. Then they scratch your head and you have to go. Like that. Thank you, beloved, for the power of your simplicity. Thank you for your sacred silence. Thank you for transforming me. On my bones are written your sacred name, love, Poonam. Did you see any bears?
not this time.
You have forgotten about it.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
But you know it's difficult to find out because they are all. Yes. Spring comes. But then you have to also be careful because when the bear comes out after 7 months sleeping, he can be grumpy. So at least if you meet him, smile. Then you are much more safe. Not many people know about it, but it's some secret with beers like everything. Special beers are, this is Zen beers, like Zen cats. And if they see somebody who has a long face, first thing, they get so annoyed. They can rip you apart. So it's always good to smile. Even if it's not your best day, just smile. Bears are very innocent people. There is beloved Swaha. This is my third retreat, and since I have been here, I have known what it is like to love. My heart was stretched open so wide. It was like being sunshine. I was rays of love and light beaming out. It was a kind of ecstasy. It is an ecstasy. And it's just amazing that all this is coming from our own heart. And I'm always amazed why we don't go there more often. So when you stumble across it, take good care of it and settle in. Then after came all my old wounds. I let my mind recreate old patterns and my worst fears emerged. But this feeling of love has been so strong that it has literally broken me. I have felt myself breaking over and over again. It's no problem, Helen. That's how it has to be. Because you have to break and break and break and break and break till you are not breakable anymore. And luckily you didn't escape. Because then that couldn't come to an end. Everybody is afraid of breaking. But if there is love and there is trust, which was there all the time, then it has to be tested then. And then that which can be broken will be broken, because you are something that cannot be broken. And only when that comes forward, then we are happy. Then there is peace. Then there is no fear, because nothing can be broken. So let it break. Let it break all that which can break. I have seen my arrogance, my unfair projection on to innocent others, my judgments, anger, frustration, and fury. I have had to admit my expectations, my superiority, my competitiveness, and my manipulations. You have to see all of that. And not only see it, but if you are lucky, you let me break it down. Otherwise, it's very heavy to carry. And you had a hard time carrying it, because you had a good load of it. But I have also seen my power, my courage, my strength, to be totally honest, my passion, my intensity, and the great depth of my heart. I have not worked out yet how to totally relax, but one thing is for sure, I do know the way of the heart. The heart will show you. Because the more you listen to the heart, and I tell you that the heart loves to relax. This retreat has been so hard that 3 times I almost left. I know. I am surprised myself that I would ever say this, but in this fight I convinced myself that this place was not for me. No, it's not for you. It's only for you after you have been broken down, that false you. Otherwise it's very hard. But I'm just wondering, who is it that doesn't want the heart to be sunshine and love and light beaming out and being in a kind of ecstasy? Everybody wants, but still these things, these thoughts come up for many people because it's unbearable sometimes to break through. But one day, hopefully, you can't run away from yourself anymore. And then you will be surprised that, why didn't I stop before? I went down into the basement with my computer and checked out flights on Ryanair to get me out of here. But suddenly I snapped out of it and hauled my ass back into the meditation room. That's how the mind is. By the way, don't go, Ryan. Go in. Ask my sannyasin, you can be a little more classy. I sat in silent sharing with eye contact with the sannyasin, and there something happened. It was like the whole conversation took place, but no word was spoken. In that moment, I finally felt met. I felt seen. I felt understood. I felt loved. And I remembered who I was, this loving, caring, passionate heart. And that changed everything. As you can see, I stayed, and I have been and still am facing my demons. It's always been like that, Helen, in a place like here, because you're going into the holy fire. And you are longing for it, but still in the beginning one is afraid because you don't know. You don't know who you will be on the other side. Rumi has a beautiful poem like that. He said, even if you don't understand what is happening here, just stay a little bit. Just sit there a little bit. Then things will happen by themselves, and it's like that. In this process, this has humbled me. It has laid me bare, naked and exposed, literally at times a quivering wreck. Good. I saw how much energy I was using to control myself, trying to survive, trying to protect myself, not to embarrass myself or reveal what was happening for me. That's exactly it. When you're out of it, you can see. And that's the amazing thing, how much we're trying to control and keep ourselves so tight. You are wasting your life energy. There's no need to control everything. Everything is out of control anyway. And when that is accepted and understood, who cares? You can try this way and that way to try to keep it together. Try to keep your image. But it's just so much work. So much work. And so good to just let go. There was a very famous Zen nun, Chiono, very well-known poetry she wrote after she got enlightened. She was working in the monastery, and every day one of her jobs was to carry water in two big clay pots from the river with this thing you have over the back in the old days, and filling it. And one full moon night, she was going down there in the evening. And then something with the rope, it wasn't totally balanced, because they just had rope around those clay pots in old Japan. And one fell out, and it broke. And when one fell out, the other one fell also, and it broke. And then, there and there, everything fell apart. Her whole aim is so meditative, Zen monk, nun, everything controlled, breathing, taking, everything broke. Total mess. So clumsy she was. And seeing that, and then the full moon, poof, she clicked. And they said that's how she got enlightened. Everything just broke apart, break to pieces. She broke to pieces. Something broke to pieces in her. And then she wrote poetry afterwards saying, I tried and tried to keep it together in this way and that way. But only when everything fell apart, I could see the full moon and the beauty. So you're in good company. There's always has been like that. Only when you fall apart, you have to crack, trying this way and that way. Trying to protect myself, not to embarrass myself or reveal what was really happening for me. It takes so much energy. And only when I finally surrendered and cried like a baby, did I then go deeply into meditation. Yes. I go on reminding you that meditation, you cannot go into meditation before you have unburdened yourself. It's impossible. And most people are so full of themselves, even if they sit in so-called meditation for 40 years, nothing happens, because they are just sitting on it. It's not so easy to meditate for a modern man. First, you have to be unburdened. And not only be unburdened, but your heart has to be ignited. And that it can only be by love, by joy, by trust. At times, surges of energy coming up to my body. Other times, just being deeply still but vibrating on a different level. I saw this breaking process as a blessing to go deeper. I almost started wanting to be broken. It took me so deep. Good. No, we are talking, Helen. I like this. It's going from being afraid to be broken to starting wanting to be broken. That's what I like. That's what you should say. Just break me, break me. This process has only happened by forcing myself to stay with myself and not project onto another person here in the Sangha. That's also true that sometimes you have to force yourself. You have to use your willpower to get out of your old habit. If you don't do that, you can just stay as you are forever. That's the dangerous thing, to think that everything is okay. Or when Baba says, easy is right. You don't need to do anything. Yeah, you do need to do anything. So this is right. You have to force yourself to get out of the mud. And not to project onto another person here in the Sangha. I have had to leave them alone as an innocent people with the right to be undisturbed by me. Yeah, that's good also because I heard you were a little disturbing because you are disturbed by yourself. But no, please be quiet. Let's see another you. It has taken every ounce of strength to come back to myself, accept responsibility, and see how I have created my own suffering. Yeah, only we have created it, but only out of awareness can we get out of it. Otherwise, you will always blame other people or situations instead of taking charge yourself. Then today in satsang, I was listening so intently to the music that I became the music. It played me like an instrument. I fell into its resonance and played on in my heart. I felt waves of energy coursing through my body, opening me up, expanding me. The energy beamed out through my throat, my head tilted back, and my hands pulsed with energy. I felt free inside, released into something greater. That's how it happens when you let go. Now something else can come through you. You have to open. That's what I mean, get out of your own way. Now something bigger, something more beautiful can come forth. But you are keeping it too tight, too much control. So when you break down, then this can come forth. So now it's time. I would like to ask for sannyas. I feel I'm under your protection, like a small fragile bird under your large wings. Love, Helen. I was wondering, no, it is the time, Helen. But it's many times it was the time. But now it's really the time. That's for sure. Because no, old Helen is going now. And that is good. Let's wave her goodbye. And say, like Ernesto is saying, where's my Ernesto? Adios, amigo. Hasta la vista. Sayonara. What do they say in Mandarin? You speak Mandarin or Cantonese?
Both, a little bit.
Yeah? What do you say then?
Tai
Chi. Resting with yourself and resting with the other, that's how it should be. Have to be devoted to peace, have to be devoted to love, have to be devoted to harmony. Then miracles happen. You have to be devoted to that which gives you peace, what you are longing for. That's what you have to be devoted to.
Nanak ho si.
Slave of your lower unconscious instinct. good to enjoy your own being.